Hello, baby.
I was crazy once.
I'm thinking of a number.
Brain is not here.
How about heart?
Please leave a message after the sound of a woof. Woof. Woof.
There you go.
Don Adams back from the dead.
Should we all do our Inspector Gadgets, our voices really
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, do it.
What's something to say in my voice?
Oh, wowzer, come on.
Okay, I feel like I need a whole sentence. How about wowzer, I need to go to the grocery store. That's something that he would say.
Okay.
Wowzer, I need to go to the grocery store.
It sounds like you're doing like a little creepy, like, I'm a witch!
I'm a witch! Ooh. In my version of the character, he gets his powers by black magic and not through science, so. I'm gonna curse you
Inspector
with
magic.
My powers!
Inspector magic.
Inspector magic, yeah.
Someone write that. Someone make that, please. Someone make Inspector okay. magic.
Inspector magic.
Yeah.
I'm still an inspector!
He gets like a feel, I guess. Like, he gets a field... It's kind of like Captain America.
Yeah.
This is kind of Captain America.
Well, it's RoboCop, but it is kind of like Captain America, too.
Because also, like, the same thing, like, his creation also become... Like, the bad guy also is a mirror version of him.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen the movie RoboCop, so I don't know if the bad guy RoboCop fights is also a robot.
There are other RoboCops, but they are less advanced and tend to just,
They don't have a heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're not Columbo, Nintendo all rolled into one.
That's right. They also don't look like RoboCop. They look like big walking monsters, and I don't think they have a person inside of them. I think they're RoboCop.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did I see RoboCop? But no, I think I saw Judge Dredd, which is kind of he's not a robot,
no.
But just a similar amount of like destruction and gore, I think, of just like mowing down criminals.
Yeah, well, Judge Dredd wasn't killed by the mob and then turned into Judge Dredd. That would make it more the same. But I don't know. You know, both action movies that came out around the same time within a couple of years of each other, I believe. I don't know that
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, the late 80s or early 90s or
yeah.
something like that.
I just Googled Judge Fred by accident. So Judge Dredd came out.
Bonnie, you're going to jail.
That's right.
for stealing my pebbles.
Yeah, he should
be a
judge.
This is just going to become, our, you know, our 90s animation
and RoboCop
podcast.
Was 87. So, you know, a couple years within a decade.
Yeah.
Sure. We're going to only talk about 90s animation from now on.
Yeah, we're going to wear Hawaiian shirts and big pleated khaki
that's
pants
right.
because that's what animators love. I tried looking that up, by the way, for like another conversation I was having, and I couldn't find it.
Hmm.
So I need to... I know that we've said it before. I need people to believe us.
It's
for our future episode on Mentor Revival.
Not a good example of a person, but John Kay, the Ren and Stimpy animator, does wear like mostly like 70s clothes in his interviews and stuff like that. I feel like Tom Kenny, he's not an animator, but he's in animation.
Yeah.
He is
literally.
Animation.
I like how you say, yeah, the Ren and Stimpy guy,
the Ren
John
Stimpy
Lasseter,
guy.
People who are canceled.
Yes.
Well, I mean, at least the Ren and Stimpy one is a convicted, I think.
I don't know if
convicted.
He's convicted.
Allegedly. We're going to say alleged about all the stuff because we can't. It's not,
well, he's not in
we
prison
don't know
or
sure.
anything because I'm pretty sure he has like a Flash animation show that's still that's coming out. That's I saw a clip and it looked pretty bad. Let me look up sexual abuse allegation. It's on his Wikipedia.
I don't think
he's ever been convicted of a crime. Yeah, it's the statute of limitations were passed by the time that his actions were reported to the police.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. There you go. That's our.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say about this guy on this episode.
Hi guys, welcome to the bonus episode of Style and Direction, a Mentor podcast without the stuffiness. I am one of your hosts, Ethan M. Wong.
Spencer DSO.
I'm MJ.
And believe it or not, this is not a 90s nostalgia podcast. But we are taking a trip back. We're going back in time.
Back in time.
To 1999, where I was like 4 years old. I'm assuming I was... I don't know if I saw it. Here's the thing. I don't think I saw it in theaters because I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But I know I definitely had the VHS. And of course, I mean, I guess by the way culture works, there was still enough culture because, as I'll show you in my blog post, I had Inspector Gadget, like, merch and toys, not just of the 1995 film, because I had a bucket hat with the original Don Adams guy on there. Anyway, we're talking about Inspector Gadget,
IG.
The menswear of Inspector Gadget, a crazy film that. I wanted to talk about because as I watched it again, I'm like, there's some ideas in this that I don't know, maybe my 4 to 7 year old brain was like, this is good, I'm gonna do this now. And so that's why we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
Did you guys grow up with it? I mean, I know MJ and I loved this movie.
Oh yeah, this was one of my favorites as a kid. I loved this movie. I watched the DVD all the time. I had an action figure, which I don't think was the McDonald's toy. I'm looking it up. That doesn't...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell us the... Because everyone knows, and I'm sure our listeners know, at least the ones in America, will know the McDonald's collaboration with Inspector Gadget where for the 1999 film.
It was McDonald's ex-Inspector.
Happy... Yeah.
Cross.
X-I-G. Yeah.
Cross Inspector Gadget.
And it was a, you know, it was a... like a build... A collect them all, which is like kind of like what all Happy Meals are, but instead of being individual toys, they would combine to create the titular inspector himself. And so you would get like the head, the chest, the legs, etc. There was four limbs, body.
So
there were six pieces total.
Yes.
Yeah, and each would have like a crazy, thing, like, you know, one was like a water gun, the other one was a... I'm gonna look up the image right now.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Was it six or was it seven?
The belt was a watch, right? Yeah, the belt was a wristwatch.
So it was like seven or
that's
eight.
That's the one I forgot. So there's seven, yeah.
Because the copter was itself also, right?
Oh, yeah, the hat was its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the hat was like, I guess it was like the helicopter hat, but it made like a sound. It's like a siren. You had the water gun arm, which is like a fire hydrant thing. You had the wristwatch, which again is the belt. The torso had the head with it too, but it was like a spark thing where like you just press his head down and it makes the, like there's like a little gear inside. You had an extendo arm, and then you had two legs. One of those legs... I think they were just both extendo legs, I think.
Yeah. But if you use them by themselves, I know one was like a pair of plastic pliers, and then the other one,
oh, yes,
other one was
correct.
Like a telescope, I think, or like a magnifying glass. But
oh wow. Yeah, I should see where mine is.
Do you still have it?
How much
is it worth on eBay?
Let's look it up right now actually.
It's see if you can gadget. If you can retire early.
I will say that this did not age well at all. You can get the whole thing for
$20. Oh, okay, never mind. I was gonna say maybe this is one of those things that's gonna be worth like $30,000, but no.
Oh, I do want a bean.
A brain
plush. I have like every like cartoon dog that I love. I have Pongo. I have Snowy, and I gotta get Brain.
Snoopy. Yeah.
Yeah, I got plenty of Snoops. I gotta get Brain.
I gotta
and
get
Brain
too,
just
man.
Sounds like I ever.
I'm desperate for some Brain.
Right, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta get Brain. I'm desperate.
Got
for
Brain? Question mark.
Question mark.
Yeah.
I do. I got it. I was going to say what's interesting about this is that the Inspector Gadget McDonald's toy is double-breasted, and that is not the case for the film version.
In the, yeah, In the movie, he's just wearing single-breasted. I wonder. I mean, this is the case with a lot front of
too. So you don't see the thing.
I mean, buttons. This is the case with like a lot of like, you know, toys and stuff like that. You know, sometimes they'll get early concept art, or just will, you know, the designer will just have the toy described to them or something like that. Right. So maybe they were just going off of the cartoon and just slapped Matthew Broderick's face on there, which seems likely.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I've been disappointed by a lot of toys. I think today it's gotten better, although, as some of you may know from Star Wars, it'll say Sergeant Jyn Erso, yeah. And she had no such rank in
Rogue One.
Rogue One. Yeah. So
I wish she did, though.
One thing there. I do want this really bad, actually. The windsurfing action Inspector Gadget.
$6 or best offer.
I know.
You could make a better offer than $6. Offer $4 right
offer
now.
Offer $4 right now.
Yeah.
What's crazy is that people are like at $25 for the Inspector Gadget, and they're like, guys, look at the market. You got to be $20 or less, bro. Come on. But yeah, did you guys ever watch the TV show? Because the TV show
I never watched the show.
Was earlier than this.
Yeah, I have never seen like any of this show. I have to be honest. I feel like I've watched a Nostalgia Critic video where he talks about the show, but that's probably my only exposure to it. I was not a, you know, the, I don't know, the cartoons that I watched were like Rugrats. I watched Kablam! That was a good one. Animaniacs.
Did they? What? I mean, because they didn't. Did they show the Inspector Gadget cartoon on Disney? Like,
I don't. I think they bought it, but I don't think they ever showed it.
Isn't the remake on like Netflix now? The new cartoon, the reboot.
Yeah, there's okay. So I'm looking at this right now. There's 2 seasons of the original, 4 seasons of the CGI one.
Really?
Wait, what?
There's more seasons of the reboot than there. Well, I guess that happens a lot, but that's kind of funny.
The CGI one?
Yeah,
is that
you have
the
Inspector Gadget Saves
one?
Christmas. You got Gadget Boy and Heather. What the hell is this? Oh, Gadget Boy. So, wait, hold on. What's this lore is crazy. Hold on a second. Is this a bionic kid detective with a personality similar to Inspector Gadget? Okay, so wait. It's kind of like how spin-off. like the young Bond thing, yeah. Is like his nephew. Mm. That's just like, or I'm sorry, or like the movie with Dan Aykroyd. Dragnet.
Oh, that's
where he
right.
Plays the original Dragnet's nephew, who just is the Dragnet guy.
Yeah, yeah. He just loves being Dragnet.
Love being Dragnet.
Oh, and he's. So, Gadget Boy officially works for Interpol.
Oh, my God.
So, is that, he's a real police Gadget. Officer.
Yeah. Spinoff incarnation. Tell me about the guy. Tell me about the man himself. He is a cyborg with thousands of tech gadgets installed in his body, which
thousands?
He activates with the phrase, "Go, go, Gadget," before naming the device. He's a powerful, lovable, caring, and protective, loyal to his career as a lawman, but he's dim-witted, silly, clueless, incompetent, and gullible.
Is
and so he was okay. So he was kind of reminiscent of Maxwell Smart.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
by Don Adams.
Yeah,
which is, I guess, yeah. And then his
attire. Oh, actually, you know, I didn't realize that there was that they're the same guy. But now I can hear him saying, "Would you believe?" with the Inspector Gadget voice a little bit.
Yeah, and then of course his double-breasted, belted trench coat attire and hat is inspired by Inspector Jacques Clouseau.
Yeah.
So,
it's hamburger.
Does Inspector Gadget have nano machines on the inside? Is that how he can just?
I'm sure that in the MCU version, he would have Stark nanotech in there.
Yeah, that's like just like how. I mean, that's how they kind of ruined Spider-Man for me. I'm like, come on, man. They just...
They did everything. Everything is nanotech now. It's boring.
All the helmets just disappear into their thing. Mm. Like, come on, dude. Like, that's the worst. Like, that's why I like Cap. Cap, it's a real helmet.
Do you remember... We're going on a tangent, but do you remember how cool the, like, suit-up sequences were in the first couple Iron Man movies? Like, the fucking, like, suitcase...
Yeah.
Come on, the suitcase that was great.
Was good. Yeah.
I'm gonna watch Iron Man 2 tonight. There maybe. You go.
Maybe I'll put it on while I'm cooking or something like that.
I gotta get my boy Justin Hammer.
Oh yeah,
on the screen.
How did they get all the toothpaste inside of Inspector Gadget?
That's right.
Whoa, 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 Penny, you're not allowed to keep going. You'll have to join the Style and Direction Patreon.
You're gonna have to become an Inspector Gadget yourself, Penny.
Penny, Brain is not here. That's how I started this, and I guess for the people listening to this, it was like an immediate thing. It's like a cap. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're just getting both ends of it. But I wish I could get both brains.
It rhymes.
Got to get some of that.
That's right.
Yeah, got to get that.
If you guys want to hear more about more from us talking about this Inspector Gadget 1999, and we know you do, go to patreon.com/styleanddirection. $5 a month gives you access to all of our previous bonus episodes where we talk about, I guess at this point, pop culture in general, but our favorite movies through a menswear lens. Usually it's period films. But this one is a little bit different. But also, $10 a month gets you all of... Oh, yeah, and also there's a Discord, too. That's for $5 a month. $10 gives you both of those things. Plus, we thank you personally. MJ, who are we thanking for that $10 level?
We are thanking our Sidecast fanatics, Shane Curry, Philip Grigard, Henrik Wilberg, and Alexander Batten.
We appreciate you guys so much. Lots of good stuff coming out next month about shoes. About Jeez. Other menswear
stuff
things. Keep listening to the Enthusiast podcast.
That's right.
You'll know what that means in the next episode. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Doobity-bidi.